Mine's out of battery.
Parshas Vayechi is really, I'd like to use as an introduction to a series of parashas, starting with next parasha of Shemois. Shemois is, as we know, is the beginning of what we call the Shoivim. And the Shoivim are Piderach Kabbalah and Piderach of the Chassidus more, and in many, many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, there's a tremendous stress on the avodah of Shoivim. It's a stress on working on Tahara, working on Kedusha, working through the Shibudim. In other words, there's a time the Klai Yisrael in Shibud Mitzrayim until they left. It represents the struggles, the inner struggles a person has. Married people go through to Chazor and Hilchos Taharas and Mishpacha. There's a lot going on in these parashas that, you know, even the most litvish amongst us find that there's a tremendous avodah to be done. So I like to focus on this week's parasha as sort of an introduction to the avodah of the Shoivim. Shoivim is the Rosh Tevis of Shmois Va'era Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. Shoivim. Yeah? And Shoivim is based on parashas, not based on a date. So whenever the parasha starts, that's when the avodah starts. And this week's parasha, there's a lot of very, very interesting yisodos on that avodah. Okay? I'd like to start with a Divrei Yecheskel. The Shinova Rav said this, I think 2 or 3 years ago, a beautiful, beautiful pshat over here. In Perek Mem Ches, Posik Yitzayim, Perek Mem Ches, Posuk Yud Gimel. Vayikach Yosef Eshneim Esephraim Bimina Bismol Yisrov Esmnashe Bismol Bimin Yisrov Vayagash Eilov. This is the famous meeting that Yaakovina had with his children of Yosef. And there's Menashe and Ephraim, and here we have Yosef putting the natural thing of putting Menashe, which is his older child, on the right hand side of Yaakov, and Ephraim, who is his younger child, on the left hand side of Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu did something very strange. Yishach Yisrael is in Minoi, he took his right hand, which is a more respectable hand, something that involves more of the strength of a person. But Yoshes al Reish Ephraim. And he put it on the hand of Ephraim. In other words, even though Ephraim was standing on the other side, he switched over his hands, he crossed his hands, where, as the Pasuk says, now his right hand was on the head of Ephraim, and his left hand was on the head of Menashe. And he gave him the bracha, he gave him a beautiful bracha. And the bracha looks like Malach HaGoyel, etc. Now, after the bracha, in Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayar Yosef saw Ki Yoshis Oviv Yad Yimin Al Rosh Ephraim. He saw that he switched the hand, and his right hand was on Ephraim. Vayera Be'enov, and it was bad in Yosef's eyes. Now, the end of Yaakovinu's life, Yaakovinu does not make mistakes. Yaakovinu, yeah, is on level of giving tremendous nevuah and guidance within the end of the parasha. And Yosef saw this not as a mistake, but something that's bad. Vayera be'enov. Vayismach yad oviv lo hose oisum arosh Ephraim arosh Menashe. He wanted to move Yaakovina's hand from the head of the right hand, from the head of Ephraim onto the head of Menashe. Vayoyme Yosef el oviv lo ychein ovi. Wrong. You're not doing the right thing, ovi. Ki zeh b'chor. He is a b'chor. I.e. over here, Menashe is a b'chor. Why put in the wrong hand on him? Vayimoyin Oviv, and the father did not want to. Vayoyimen, he said, "Idati bni, idati. I know my son. I know. Gam hu yir la'om, he'll also be as a nation. Vegam hu yigdal, he'll also be great. Ve'ulam ochiv hakotan, the younger brother Ephraim, yigdal b'menu ve'zara yir maloya goyim." Now this has taken up pesukim after pesukim in the Torah. Why is it such an important message that the pasuk, the Torah, decides to describe this whole situation in such detail in the Torah? Why is it so important? What's the limudim from here? So the Chaskel Shinova says, Rabbi Chaskel Shinova, Divrei Yecheskel, he was the son of the sons of Rav, the Divrei Chaim. He says he's got beautiful sefer. It's a very, if you want a very, very wonderful sefer on the Chumash, which is sort of on a very light Chassidus and Mahalach, it's Divrei Yecheskel. He says that this. He says, as we know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Sur Mirava Seitoiv. Sur Mirava Seitoiv. Go away from bad and do good. But there's two different mahalchims how to understand the pshat in that pasuk. Is pshat in the pasuk sur mira, go away from bad, and then asay toiv, and then do good? In other words, first you've got to purify yourself from the bad, and only then work on the avodah of actually positively growing. Or no, sur mira, how? Va'asay toiv, do good. How do you get away from bad? By va'asay toiv, by doing good things, that is how you get away from sur mira. In other words, don't dwell on the bad and do tshuva and beat yourself up on all the terrible things you do, and once that's pushed aside, once you've dealt with that, then start doing the mitzvahs. No. How do you how does a person do tshuva? Sur mira, how? Va'asay toiv, do good, and mamela, you'll become great. Okay? So there's really two different mahalchim. There's two different ways how a person should actually begin the process of doing tshuva. Does he first get rid of the bad and then do good, or does he do good and that is a way that's going to get rid of the bad? So there's really two different mahalchim. How does one deal with these two different mahalchim? Says the Shari Tshuva that it really depends who the person is. The Shari Tshuva is brought, if you want to look it up yourself, is in Shah Aleph, in the Ikka Yutes. He says it really depends upon the person himself. If a person is really involved in terrible ra, a person has really come from a tremendous distance away from ruchnius, he's really in a very, very low position. For him to deal with the ra can take his whole life. He'll never become to a level of asay toiv. He'll never reach it. That person should immediately do asay toiv. The person comes in and he is unfortunately totally ignorant in the halachas. A person is a nebuch, he's a chiloni, he's not frum yet. And he comes in and his yeshiva wants to become frum. Are you going to start making him do tshuva and all the segufim and all the tanesim and all the terrible things did bad until now? And then we'll teach how to keep Shabbos. It's impossible. So you throw him into the asay toiv. You bring him into the base of Medrash. You teach him what a daf gemara is all about. You teach him what Shabbos is all about. You show him the experience of asay toiv, and the mela, he'll understand himself as time develops how to get away and do tshuva for the sur mira. But in that case, first asay toiv, then sur mira. However, if a person ultimately is in the level of kedusha and tahara, a person on a very high level, and he's done an avera, in that case, sur mira, get rid of the avera and then carry on doing the asay toiv. Because otherwise, you're toivol b'sheretz b'yodoi. You're actually going to the mikvah, holding on to the sheretz. Get rid of the sur mira, get rid of the bad, and then do the asay toiv. That's what Shara Tshuva says. Says Divrei Yecheskel, that's Peshat in the Posuk. Menashe and Ephraim represented a sur mira and asay toiv. Why? Because in the previous Pesukim, earlier on in the Torah, we have here the birth of Menashe and Ephraim.
This last week, Pesach. Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Indicates. Okay. Yeah? This is in Perik Memalov Pasuk Nun. Vayikra Yosef Eshema B'chorim Menashe. He called the first son Menashe. Why? Ki Noshani Elekim Es Kol Amoli Ves Kol Beis Ovi. What's Noshani Elekim mean? Noshani Elekim Es Kol Amoli Ves Kol Beis Ovi. Yeah, in other words, he's taken away the pain. Noshani, what's the correct translation of Noshani? He's taken away the pain, the difficulty of everything I've been through in my life. That is a sur mira, right? The next child he called, Ves Shem Hasheni Kor Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elekim Eres Oni. HaKadosh Baruch has made me fruitful, HaKadosh Baruch made me successful in this land. So Menashe represented sur mira, and Ephraim represented Asay Toiv. Comes along this great meeting between Yosef and Yaakov with Ephraim and Menashe. Yosef says to Yaakov Avinu, what are you doing, Yaakov? I'm just telling you, it's sur mira and asay toiv. Put your hand, put your koichus first on Menashe. Put your yamin on Menashe first, because he's a bechor. He is what you should be doing first. Bechor means he is the one that you should be focusing on. Sur mira, then put your hand on the frame of asay toiv. Says Yaakov Avinu, no. And it was ra be'ene Yosef. It was bad that Yaakov Avinu was focusing more on the asay toiv than on the sur mira. Yaakov Avinu said to him, no. Vayimoyen over yoyim yedati b'ni yedati. I know what you're talking about. I know. Gam hu yila'om. The gam hu yigdal. That's also a great mahalach. That's also something that would be great from this. For ulam, ochiv ha-koton yigdal mimenu. In our generation, where there's smaller people, Achiv HaKotun, work, focusing now on Asay Toiv is more important than on the Sur Meira. In generations, you have Achiv HaKotun, where you have smaller levels of Kedusha and Tahara, it's more important to focus on the Ephraim of the Asay Toiv than focusing on the Sur Meira of Menashe. And that is why I am focusing now on Menashe more than Ephraim. So the Vikuach over here, between Yosef and Yaakov, was a Vikuach that the Shari Tshuva brings down. What is more important? Focusing first on the Sur Meira and then Asay Toiv, that's the Yosef Shitta? Or Yaakov says, I agree with you. For some people, that's right. But generally, for the general public, we have to first work on the Asay Toiv and then we do the Sur Meira. That is why there's so many psukim over here as a mahalach, as a launching pad for us to do tshuva. Even within, as the Shari Tshuva says, it really depends upon the person. Okay? You know, the Divrei Shmuel brings down that later on in the parasha it says in Perik Memtes Posit Yudalad, Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to Yisachar Chamoy Goyrem Reivetz Ben Mishpasayim. So Yisachar was the tribe that represented the Talmidei Chachamim. So he brings down that Reivetz Ben Mishpasayim, Reivetz is spelt Reish Beis Tzadi. Yeah, Reish Beis Tzadi. Any ideas what Reish Beis Tzadi is a Rosh Tevis of? Talking about tshuva. Any guesses? How much more? Talking about tshuva, tzadikim.
Rishayim Beinoinim
Tzadikim. There you go. Rishayim Beinoinim Tzadikim. Reivetz Beinoinim Tzadikim means there's Rishayim, there's Beinoinim and Tzadikim. Even in the tribe of Bnei Torah, even in Yisachar, there's Reivetz, there's Rishayim, there's Beinoinim, and there's Tzadikim. There's different people who are Bnei Torah, yeah? There's Bnei Torah, but there are different levels of Bnei Torah to the extent that some people's avodah is to treat themselves as the Rishayim, to first focus on the Asay Toiv and then the Sur Meira. There are Beinoinim who can actually balance the two at the same time, and there are the Tzadikim who first work on the Sur Meira than the Asay Toiv. It's different mahalchim. Even in the shevet of Yisachar, there's a Reivetz. There's Rishoyim, Beinoinim, and Tzadikim. And Reivetz means crouching. Yeah? But it's Rosh Tevis, so Reivetz is Rishoyim, Beinoinim, and Tzadikim. Even within them, there's various different groups within one tribe how to have the Vodas Hashem. But it's even more than that. Reb Chaim Kaufman says that he brings down in this week's parasha, it says as a posuk in Memtes posuk Yudches, a little bit earlier, the posuk a couple of posukim later, it says L'sho'oscho kivisi Hashem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, L'sho'oscho kivisi Hashem. To Yeshua, for your help, kivisi Hashem. I hope for Hashem. Now you know in Kirshim Alamito, we say this posuk, but we flip it around. We say it three times. What do we say? We say L'sho'oscho kivisi Hashem. Kivisi Hashem Mishaoscha, Hashem Mishaoscha Kivisi. Which is really, you won't find other psukim anywhere else, right? It's this posuk which has been turned around with Hashem coming at different levels. What's the idea behind that? He said that then every person, before they go to sleep at night, every day represents a different challenge. Every day represents a time where sometimes they are closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and further away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes our avodah is more on a Sur Meira, and sometimes our avodah is more on a Asay Toiv. Sometimes they are on a Matzav of Rishoyim, sometimes Beinim, sometimes Tzadikim. And therefore, even within the Sho'oscho Kivisi Hashem, sometimes a person only sees Hashem right at the end. The Sho'oscho Kivisi Hashem, the Matzav of Rishoyim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only seen right at the end of the day, the last thing you're thinking about is Ribbono Shel Olam. As you move out, we have the Beinoinim. We have, what's that? L'sho'oscho kivisi Hashem. Next one is kivisi Hashem l'sho'oscho. Yeah, we have Hashem in the middle. Sometimes Tzadikim, sometimes Rishoyim. Hashem's in the middle, the Beinoinim. And you can reach a level of Hashem l'sho'oscho kivisi, where Kodesh Baruch Hu is your whole focus. Hashem is right in front of you. Now, for this posuk, comes after the Pesukim over here of Reivetz Ben Mishpasayim, within every person himself, besides within the tribe of Yisachar, within a person himself before they go to sleep, they should think, am I L'sho'oscho Kivisi Hashem today? Am I the Matzav of Kvisi Hashem Mishosro, or am I Hashem Mishosro Kvisi? Where am I holding? Where's my avoider now? Is it an Asumira or is it an Asay Toiv? What is the problem? We said beforehand that a person who's not up there, a person who's not a tremendous tzaddik, it's very difficult to him to begin with the Asur Mira. What is wrong with starting with the Asur Mira? Why for him is better to start with Asay Toiv? So the Koska says, as Chiddush Arim brings it down in many, many places, this is an idea. It's brought down many, many times. Sfasemis brings it down. That where a person thinks, that is where he is. It's brought down. If a person's in Beis Medrash, but he's, as far as he's concerned, you know, he's surfing in on the beach, then he's on the beach, even though his body is actually in a Beis Medrash. You know, if a person is at work, but his mind is, oh, you know, halavaya be in a shul, his mind is in a shul, that is where he is. A person is where his mind is. The danger of a Sur Mira, says the Chiddush Arim, is very, very dangerous. The danger is that if, let's say, for example, Yom Kippur, a person thinks about the Sur Mira, and he thinks about the Avira, and he thinks about, oy vey, what did I do in this and this day? How did I do what I did? And he goes back into the blotter, he goes back into the mud, and he remembers exactly how he did the chet and what he did in that chet. He becomes totally back in the mud again. And he can become so involved in that mud, so involved back into that matzah, back in that situation, that position of the chet that you were in, that you get completely sunk in that mud that you previously were. And he can get pulled down from that mud. Therefore, over there, to think about too much about a chet is dangerous, because it merely brings you back to where you were. What the chet is supposed to do, what the Sur Mira is supposed to do, is to give you the hachno, to give you the humility to be able to bounce back. To have a little bit of Sur Mira, oi, I should have done what I've done, and therefore let's bounce back. There's a beautiful, beautiful vot from the Sfasemis. Svasema says, by Yehuda, in the Brachas it says by Yehuda, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Miterep Boni Aliso, Kora Rovatz Ke Aryeh. Look at Memtes Tes. Kora Rovatz Ke Aryeh. Kora means he crouches down, Rovatz Ke Aryeh. What's Rovatz mean? Crouches. Korah, he bends down. Rovatz Ka'arye, like a lion. What's the deal about a lion crouching? Every animal crouches at some stage. What is the speciality of Yehuda being compared to a lion that crouches? Think about it. It's a very, very beautiful thought. What's the deal behind every animal crouches? You will go to sleep. A dog crouches. A cat crouches. Yeah, a mouse crouches. You know, everything crouches. What's the deal behind the lion that crouches? What's that? Oh, it doesn't crouch to go to sleep. If you see, you know, the National Geographic film sometimes, you know, you have a lion that crouches and then it springs up, and it crouches in order to get the energy to use all its koyach to jump up to very high levels in order to catch its prey. The koyach of Yehuda was that he crouched down. When he crouched down, when he was in a level of Sur Mira, of Anova, level of feeling lowly, he didn't use that level to become Meyu'ash. He did not use those levels to become, oh, I'm worth nothing. No, he used a level to give him energy to spring out and to do better next time. Kora Roberts Ka'arie, the power of a lion is to crouch down in order to have the energy to jump back up later. That was Yehuda. Look at Yehuda's life. Look at Yehuda's life. Yehuda made a big mistake. Yehuda says, you know, let's get rid of Yosef. They brought down the marriage because that two of his children died. Terrible thing. What else? The brothers blamed him. The brothers blamed Yehuda. Look what you did to us. Look what Yosef is today. They blamed him. He got terrible blame. After that, Nebuch, his two sons died. He got terrible bruises. He got terrible embarrassment, the whole situation with Tamar. He had a very, very difficult life. Did that stop him? Adarabba. On the contrary, Yosef became Yehuda became the leader. He became greater and stronger through his failings. So Korah Rovatz Ka'ariyeh is not in order for a person to sink down to depression of the chet. No, I know where I've gone wrong so far. I know what not to do next time, and to be able to use that energy to spring forward, to be able to do better next time. So one idea of the Sumira, the reason why Sumira is no good, is because a person can become depressed, a person can be stuck in the mud that they were previously. A person goes into sometimes a person goes into quicksand, right? To fight against a quicksand, you're just going to go deeper and deeper. You've got to get somebody, you've got to jump and try and hold onto a branch and pull himself out, or hold onto somebody. That's the way you'll get out. The Sumira, to fight against the Ra, you're just going deeper and deeper into the blotter. You're going deeper and deeper into the quicksand. You've got to get a hand from the outside, that say toe, that will pull you out. So one idea over here is a depression. And the fight to do that is in order to make sure that you go against that and use a little bit of regret to spring forward, like Yehuda Kor Rovatz Ka'ariyeh. Lemaisa, we find that the tzaddikim were into the Asei Tov. They were into the concept of the Asei Tov. That was their whole life, was Asei Tov. Yeah, but they're all about doing Avodas Hashem. But when they didn't have Avera, the kind of tshuva they did was working very, very much on the Sur Mira. We have to emulate the tzaddikim. We've got to follow in their ways. Why is it that we're trying to push for the Sur Mira by the Asei Tov, if the tzaddikim, if the Gedolei Olam always were into the Sur Mira first and the Asei Tov? What's the day behind that? So the Chofetz Chaim says, he explains on in the Maim of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the end of Seita, Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, you know, he has a whole level of Zrizus brings it to Nekiyus, and Nekiyus brings it to Tahara, and Tahara brings towards Precious, all the different levels. So the Chofetz Chaim, so we should be focusing our whole life first of all on Zrizus, on Zrizus first. Work your life on Zrizus, and then I'll bring to Nekiyus, and then that should be our whole mahalach. Why are we learning Musa? Why are we doing everything else? Why don't we follow the derech of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyeh if that is a mahalach? So he brings a moshel, and this moshel is used by the Chofetz Chaim in various different areas, but this is where the Chofetz Chaim brought the moshel. So moshel ma'adav adoyma, a poritz, a very wealthy landowner, came to town, and he knocked on the door of one of his tenants, and the tenant opened the door, and he said, "I'm really sorry, there's not much in my house, but can I make you some tea? I have some tea." So it's a pleasure. Thank you very much. He takes a tea, and he boils up the water, and he gives a tea to the poritz. And the poritz takes one gulp, and he gasps, and he splutters, and he spits the water out. He says, "You're joking. You don't drink this stuff." "See, I do." He says, "It's full of sand. This place is this water's full of sand. You can't put sand into a cup." He said, "But you know, in the well there's a lot of sand, and you know, and what am I supposed to do?" He said, "So you purify it. You take the water, and you put it through a very, very fine sieve. You get out all the sand." And let the water go through very softly and easily. That's how you're supposed to do it. You know, you can't serve a person water with sand. Fine. He took the Musa, having a wise man in his house, always something he wanted to learn from. The poros was around a few more hours, and just as he's about to leave, there's a terrible fire broke out. And the fire is ravaging the village. House by house, wooden house going up in flames. And the poritz yells at everybody, quick, bring water. And people's trying to bring water, but there's not enough. And he goes to this man he visited before, "No, quick, bring water." And after 10 minutes of water comes, the man comes along with a bucket of water, and he pours it on. And he goes back, another 10 minutes comes up. He said, "Why is it taking you 10 minutes? The whole fire's burning here. What are you doing?" He said, "You told me that you can't serve up water when there's sand in it. I'm sieving the water. I'm making sure the water is absolutely pure before I put it on the fire." He said, "You idiot. No, when there's a fire burning, any water is good. Even water that has sand inside, it'll also do the job. When you're drinking water in a time where you're actually having a luxury of having the perfect kind of water, then you got to sieve it." So the Chofetz Chaim, this Mishnah is not talking to the regular person today that we have so many Nisyonis. This Mishnah is talking about, Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyeh is talking about great people. where the levels, the perfect levels will be to start with, Zerizos, and to go to Nikkis, that is the levels. But when there's a fire burning, a person has a Yetzirah that's on fire, and he has, and is being attacked on all sides, you don't sieve water. Any water you can get to, any Maisa Toiv, anything you could do at this stage, just do it. If that's what's going to help you, do it. It's not my ideal, it's not my ideal, but that is what you should be doing. Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, very nice, there's a Sur Mirah, and then an Asay Toiv. You know, the perfect Torah is to have a Torah that's done with Tahara, a Torah that's done with Kedusha, to get rid of all the bad parts to one, and then focus on the Kedusha. But when there's a fire burning, says the Chofetz Chaim, we do anything we can, and if the Asay Toiv is how it's going to get us out of the Sur Mirah, that is what we do too. And the koichus of the Asay Toiv is that it automatically brings to the Surah Mirah. There's a Kotzke Rebbe, says a beautiful piece. He says, you know, there's a machlekas in Yuma, how exactly a person should do tshuva on Yom Kippur. And he says, Tani Rebbe Oime, more on Yuma da Peheim a base. Tani Rebbe Oime, al kol aveira shiba teira ben osa tshuva ben loy osa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim Machat. Rebbe says, whether you do tshuva or not in Yom Kippur, tshuva helps you. The Chacham or the Chacham say, "Ein Yom Kippur mechape ela im tshuva." Yeah, tshuva Yom Kippur is only mechape if you do tshuva. Ask a Kotzke Rebbe. This is ridiculous. According to Rebbe, you can sit at home with your legs on the couch and you got tshuva. Fantastic! You don't have to work. Bechlal etzim yom a day. The day of Yom Kippur is mechape. According to Chacham, you got to go to shul and you got to do tshuva and you got to say al chet and you got to do, you know, you got to do proper Charata and Kabbalah Habo. What's going on with Rebbe? What's this magic idea of Yom Kippur? So he says, Rebbe is not saying that you should sit at home and do nothing. Rebbe is saying that just working on coming to shul, just sitting in a mokum kedusha, is going to be ma'oiri you, is going to waken you up to tshuva, that Yom Kippur is going to fulfill what it needs to do with you just working on Yasei Toiv. Just by coming to shul, being ma'oiri yourself to wanting to do tshuva, to doing that, a say of tshuva, that is going to do everything else for you. You don't have to work on the Sur Mirah. Automatically it will bring you up. Being inspired in shul, davening the way you're supposed to daven, doing that Asay Toiv, that will help you with everything you need. That Sur Mirah, that Asay Toiv will help you with the Sur Mirah. That will help you with the Avodah Yom Kippur. The basis often gets, and that's at the end of the parasha. I'm bringing a lot of Chassidish Shesvarim today. You'll excuse me, but this is Mamish. The Sur Mirah and Asay Toiv is one of the main focus of the Sifrei Chassidus. At the end of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu's children say to Yosef, "Ona sono pesha achecha v'chatosim," start doing tshuva. What son is more owed than to tshuva? Says the Beis Yisrael, we know that misas tzaddikim is machape. The misa of a tzaddikim brings a person up to a very high level. The asay toiv of a tzaddik passing away is a asay toiv. That was ma'orah them to do a sur mirah, to do tshuva on what they did in the past. In other words, the asay toiv is better not only to make sure a person isn't depressed, but it can actually bring a person up. That is this week's parasha. This week's parasha is a focus of the machlekes between Yaakov and Yosef. What is a better avodah? Is it the Sur Mirah, then the Asay Toiv? Is it Asay Toiv, and then the Sur Mirah? And this is the Machlekes. And this comes all the way through the parasha. The Sha'osel Kvisi Hashem, different levels of where you are, the focus on trying to understand where I am, and therefore what my Avodah should be at this particular time. Not using Chas V'Chalila, the lower levels of where a person feels, to become depressed, but Revates, to do this. No, sorry, like the lion. What's the prophet say over there by the lion? Kora Ravatz Ka'arye. Use it to spring forward. To understand that in each tribe is Ravates. There's a showing by Noinim and Tzadikim. And within the person himself, the different days where a person different is Yonis. I saw a most amazing, amazing vault from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Every single person has his own Avodah. Every person has his own Derech in Avodah Hashem. And Yaakov, the most perfect father, he had 12 different shvatim, and he understood the tachlis of every single shevet. One son is a ben Torah, one son is a king, one son is a kohen, one son is a businessman. Every child he was able to direct and to bring out the potential in the greatest possible way. Yaakov Avinu takes two sons, and you got to feel sorry for them. in Perik Memtes Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zvulun L'choyf Yamin Yishkoy. Zvulun is the businessman. He's traveling. Yeah, L'choyf Yamin Yishkoy means he is the one who's sitting in an executive lounge. Yeah, he's in an airport executive lounge. He's the one flying all over the world. He's the one traveling. Yisachar Chamor Goyrim. Yisachar is a Ben Torah who's sitting and learning. Okay? So you almost got to feel sorry for Zvulun that he remains Nebuch. Zvulun, Nebuch remains somebody who is going to be the person who's not going to be the Talmud Chacham. What's going on? What happened in the end of the Torah? In the end of the Torah, we have another bracha of Sachan Zvulun. This is absolutely beautiful. This is a chiddush, incredible chiddush. I never knew this. I always had this kasha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings down the end of the Torah in Perek Lamad Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches and Sefer Dvarim. Ulu Zvulun Omar, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecho. Listen to the pasuk. Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecho. Be happy Zvulun when you go out. V'yisachar ba'olecho. And yisachar when you are learning Torah. So the pasuk is saying you should both be happy with what you're doing. You have nothing to worry. Both be happy. Smach zvulun amar. Smach zvulun betzeisecho. Zvulun, be happy. Don't worry. It's fine. You be happy going out, and yisachar be happy learning. Says Rashi. Zvulun v'yisachar osu shutfus. Zvulun yisachar made a partnership. Zvulun l'choyf yam yishkoin. Zvulun went out v'yotze b'pragmatia. He went out to make money. Besvinois in his ships, umishtak, and he made money. Vnoisein lesoich piv shel Yisachar, and he took the money and he directly financed Yisachar. Vehem yoishvim vaoiskim batoira. Vehem means the osin lavoi. Heim, both of them, Yisachar and Zvulun, yoishvim vaoiskim batoira. They both sit and learn Torah together. The osin lavoi. That's what the pasuk is saying. In other words, the businessman who has been traveling around the world his whole life, and the Ben Torah who has been working and sitting and learning his entire life, that is what he's been doing, will be sitting and learning together in Oslov and Olam Habo. You know, wonderful. Is that wonderful? I mean, you got somebody who over here is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Baruch Hashem, he's had the opportunity to learn his entire life. He is a London. Yeah, he's got Bekias. He's got Harifas. He knows everything. He knows every Shimon and Ketzos and the Sivs. Everything he knows. Everything. Kol HaTorah Kulo is a Bokeh B'Shas. And he got Zvulun, who is a philanthropist, who has really used his Koichas to support Yisachar. And now, in Osid Lavoi, those two are going to be sitting in Chavrusa. The whole day. Nebuch. Zvulun doesn't understand a word Yisachar is saying. It's way above him. Yisachar is going to go all the way down to Zvulun's level and try and explain to him the very basic understandings of how to learn a piece of Gemara. You know, that's called smach. That's called be happy. That's a terrible chavrusa. It's a disaster. The golden hadar with the most basic balabos, and that's a chavrusa. Do an hour a day. An hour a week. Yeah? But that's a chavrusa. Says Ryaka Kamenetsky, al korchoch, what we have to say is that because Zvulun spent his life supporting Yisachar, he's going to be the same level of Torah when it comes to Olam Habo. And they're both going to have the same knowledge of Torah. Whatever Zvulun spent in supporting Yisachar to those levels that he should become great in his learning, Zvulun is going to have the same Yediyas HaTorah. And he brings down from Rav Aaron as well, in Chelik Aleph Taf Mem Vov. And he says, therefore, Rav Aaron says, Hamachzik Torah, a person who supports Torah, when it comes to Olam HaEmes, Zeicher LaHasogas Mechudoshos VeOlamos Mechudoshim HaTorah. He is suddenly granted incredible knowledge because of those people he helped learn Torah. And therefore the Chavrusa is a perfect Chavrusa. They both know exactly the same amount of Torah and they can learn together. Ask Yaakov Kamenetsky the Maisa, how does that work? How does it work that Yisachar has been learning 101 times Shas? He's been learning his whole life. He's steiged. He's worked his whole life. And Zvulun, yeah, and Zvulun, suddenly, he hasn't done anything. He's on the same levels. So he said, very simple. The Gemara says in Sechtes Nidadaf, Lamad on base, that before a person is born, the Malach teaches him the entire Torah. When he comes out to the world, the Malach taps him on the lip, and he forgets his Torah. Why? Because The inin is because in order that he should learn Torah, the omol v'yagia. A person should learn Torah with proper amelus. A person should work. Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, what difference is there if a person works for Torah in different ways? One person can work for Torah by working on a difficult Reb Kiva Eger, and one person can work for Torah for dealing with a difficult customer. They're both working for Torah. And therefore, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do is take away what he forgot and just remind him what he had originally. And if he's back to the stage where he was originally, that's all he needs. So the Amala Batorah of Yisachar, sitting and learning the Torah for his Amal Batorah, is exactly the same as Zvulun's Amal Batorah and learning the same. It's not Nebuch Zvulun at all. They come up to Olam Haba with the same amount of Torah. Nebuch in this world. You know, Nebuch, Zvulun may not have the geschmack of sitting and learning and enjoying the learning as much, and he's got to deal with a tough competition. But in the Osad Lobby, they're going to have the same levels. The idea is, what Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying over here is that Yaakov Avinu says it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter which position of life, you have to know what your tachlis is at this time. Is it a sur mira? Is it nasei toiv? Am I cut out to do this right now? Is it shosol kavisi Hashem? Is it the Hashem shosol kavisi? What am I supposed to be doing now? When I come towards a shavivim, how am I supposed to spend those times? Focusing on a sumira, focusing on a seitoi. It depends who you are. It depends where you are on that day. The Avodas Hashem changes. The strength of Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu was with Ramosha Feinstein, and brought down the posuk earlier. In the beginning of Vayechi Yaakov Beres Mitzrayim, and I'll finish off with this. Vayechi Yaakov Beres Mitzrayim, Shva Esri Shana, lived 17 years in Mitzrayim. Vayechi Yimei Yaakov, Shnei Chayov, Sheva Shonim, Vaboim Umashono. Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. Asks Rav Moshe, where do we find that a Torah gives the age of somebody before he actually dies? Normally, it says he dies and he lived X amount of years. But where does it say Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim 17 years and Yaakov Avinu, lived 147 years? And doesn't even say he died. He just lived 147 years. Why bring it in over here? Why is that so important? Says Rav Moshe, the idea over here is, this is a Bechir Ha'ovis. This is perfection. Yaakov Avinu was perfection. Of all the Ovis, he had perfection. Wherever he was, it made no difference to him. The 147 years was not 17 years here, by his father, another 22 years by Lavan, another 14 years by Shem Ve'eva. Every year was added on. It was not apples and oranges. It was a full life of 147 years. Every day was counted. To him, it was exactly the same. Whether it was a Sur Meira, or whether it was a Asei Tov day, it was all focused on Avodas Hashem. Sometimes you got to make money. Sometimes you got to learn. Sometimes it doesn't make a difference. What is your Avoda? Yaakov Avinu was able to live his whole life, 147 years, every day looking exactly the same as the next. Because every day was just focused on Avodas Hashem. We should be zoicha be'ezus Hashem to be inspired by these parashas, to focus on ourselves, to what we need to grow, on the sur mira and the asei toiv. Whether it's the sur mira and the asei toiv and the sur mira, makes no difference. It depends who you are. And we should have the kedusha and tahara of the tremendous opportunity we have in shavivim to bring ourselves and come out of shavivim in a far higher level be'ezus Hashem of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu.